Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. An elections policy bill signed by Governor Tim Walz as Minnesota's legislative session ended this weekend, banning the requirement from state and local governments to count incarcerated people at their last home address when drawing new political boundaries after each census. Organizations such as the Prison Policy Initiative say the movement reflects the need to fix a longstanding flaw within the U.S. Census Bureau, something House Democrat Esther Egbaje of Minneapolis echoes.
While the Census Bureau has not yet decided to act, Minnesota can use its power to reallocate the data that comes from the census every 10 years to ensure a more accurate count.
When an incarcerated person has a last home address outside of Minnesota or no home address at all, they're excluded from redistricting counting but are still added to the statewide population total. The search for two missing canoeists in northern Minnesota has transitioned into a recovery effort. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday afternoon they do not believe Jesse Haugen and Reese Graham survived after their canoe went over Curtin Falls on Iron Lake. This is MNN.